Now, in the Secret Sound today, the wonderful Linda, her guess was, which was incorrect, but she guessed that it was when you swipe up on your phone or unlock the password, mm-hmm. unlock the passcode, and then you and I were just having a chat off air saying, well, you mentioned that, you know, oh, you know, you must have some things to hide having a password on your phone. And no question, you've got a password on yours.
Oh, of course I do. I don't want, you know, you wandering along and having a bit of a gander or just because, look, the temptation is when you see a phone there, you just pick it up and maybe swipe and have a bit of a look. Haven't you been tempted?
No.
Oh, okay. I have.
I know you have. You are a sneak.
Yeah.
You are a spy.
Putting that aside, mm-hmm. You know, you just want to make sure that some of your secrets don't come out. But on the other hand, you've got to look with me and Ness, it's an open book policy there. I mean, she knows my passcode to get into anything or access anything. And I don't think she's got one on hers at all.
Yeah.
And that's because, you know, the kids all use it. It's like the house phone. So I've got access to it. But I don't know. I just think it's weird anyone, you know, not having a password on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that it would more be the older generation that would, wouldn't bother with a passcode.
Yeah, I don't think mum's got one.
Yeah.
Can you help me put a password on us? I don't need, what are you talking about, Mum? Haven't you got one? No, I think I'd better. I go, Mum, who's going to look at your phone?
Oh.
Well, she said the will might be on there or some documentation you shouldn't be seeing. I said, well, that should be on your PC, not on your phone.
Yeah, you'd be straight on there, you know? Wouldn't you? What did I get? What have you left me, Mum? Well, here's a question to you. Do your kids know your passcode?
Oh, not sure if I want to pass that information on to anyone.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Do your kids? Well,
no,
they don't know your passcode.
No way.
Yeah.
Nothing why to do you with them?
Do you reckon your Isaac would be straight on your phone, wouldn't he?
He'd probably get hacked.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
All my kids have these weird and wonderful. You got to draw a diagram or something.
Yes.
That whole thing. I'm just a straight, you know, 4-digit thingy. But they've got all these intricate bits and pieces, and they certainly don't share it. They open their phone first before they hand it to you.
Yeah.
Like it's some big, like they've got secrets. Really?
Yeah. Well, I know my two daughters' passcodes. They have to give me it.
Yeah.
You know, so as, I guess, well, I mean, they're 14 and 13. So, yeah, they certainly shouldn't have anything on their phone they don't want me to see. So I know their passcodes. They don't know mine only because I got sick of them using my phone and using the battery. But what about this one?
Well,
Lulu, my 13-year-old, she doesn't need my passcode to unlock my phone.
Really?
Because it recognises her face as mine.
Oh, that is justice. I love it.
Yeah, so obviously her, I don't know whether it recognises your eyes or your face shape, but she can get into my phone just with her face.
It's tracked her DNA.
Yeah,
it's very clever technology. When we talk to Trevor Long, we should find out if there's some sort of app built in or a can recognise family traits or something. Maybe that's what it is. But I don't think I'd be comfortable giving my password to the kids. I just think that you've got to have some sort of bastion of secrecy or privacy, I should say, not secrecy, that they don't need to breach.
I agree. I think I certainly don't want to give my kids my passcode because exactly that, stay off my phone, that level of respect. No, you don't go onto my phone. You don't go, well, you might be having a good old vent to your friends about
exactly.
your kids. Or, yeah, like there's things that kids don't necessarily need to know. I'd be very interested to see who in the Zinc family does let their kids have their passcode because certainly, I mean, I've got friends whose kids have their passcode and to be honest, I think it's the more demanding kids.
Yeah. Well, smart alley kids say that if you don't give me the password, then what happens when the house is burning down? I need to call the fire brigade or
no,
a friend or something.
No, you can always make an emergency call.
Oh, can you?
Yes,
right.
You don't need the passcode.
So that argument, you know, I believe them. What are you saying, Dave?
Well, no, I had to change mine. I got a 22-year-old and a 20-year-old.
Okay.
So my son knew what my PIN number was and when he'd ever have a few drinks, he'd grab my phone and he'd decide to hack my Facebook.
Oh.
All sorts of things on my Facebook that my friends would be saying, mate, I think you've been hacked. He'd look over at the son and he's just got this smirky little grin on his face. So Unfortunately for him, I cracked his passcode pretty quickly and, geez, did I get some revenge.
Oh. Good work. I was actually just going to ask you that. Definitely my kids have hacked my Facebook as well and, yes, revenge is sweet.
Hey, when you said got your PIN number, does that mean he had access to your account as well?
No, he didn't know how to get into my money. Savings account because there was a different PIN number on that. So
thank
now
you.
I've got a different PIN.
Yeah, always pays to be a little bit safe on that. What's your situation with the password, Steve?
I haven't got a password. I don't even know how to put one on.
Oh, good. So do you have kids, Steve?
Yeah, I've got three kids. A set of twins that turned 21 yesterday, Sunday.
Why no password, mate? You don't believe in them or what?
Well, I've got nothing to hide and I don't even know how to put it on. I'm not really technology. I'm like you, I didn't do real good at school.
I can show you if you want to get a password on, mate, just to keep their bit of privacy going. They got nothing to hide, but you never know.
The kids there on the computers and all that, for us, we're computer illiterate, me and Rosemary.
So do they jump on your phone and do stupid things or try and see what you're up to?
They're 21, they've got their own phone.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don't care about old dad. All right, Steve, thanks, mate.
Thanks, Steve.
That's very well done. So Steve proves that oldies don't worry about passwords, especially if your kids aren't at that age where they're going to look at it. But I think when you've got kids near our age, teenagers, keep it close to your chest.
Well, that's it. And for no other reason as well than I'm sick of them draining my battery.